broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, Kirk.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Our buddy Jerome Corsi's in the news again.
Yes, he is, Sam, in the headline from the WorldNet Daily Voice, and I guess it's sourced from Breitbart, says, Corsi, Mueller team tried to pressure me to plead guilty. Subheadline, they say they're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life. Sam,
hey, I mean, would that be witness tampering there, Kurt, do that?
Imagine that. It's okay if you're a lawyer or a judge to do that, but, you know,
Something's wrong with this whole story, man.
Good point. They say author and political commentator Jerome Corsi, who was under investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller for potential collusion with Russia, claimed Mueller's team tried to pressure him to plead guilty. That's what he said on an interview with the Breitbart News Tonight, folks. He said, I got subpoenaed on August 28th. I provided my computers, my laptops, my backup devices, everything I voluntarily gave to the special counsel and to his prosecutors. And from the beginning, they treated me like a criminal. Imagine that, Sam. I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, the question is why, Kurt?
Well, I think it's the same reason they, I mean, it's criminals that are, you know, so many times in our, quote, justice system that are, you know, running it. You know, it goes back to the whole swamp and all that kind of stuff, and the kingmen and the freemen and all that, the insiders and the outsiders, if you will. You know, you've got bad guys in there, and that doesn't mean everybody in the Department of Justice or every FBI guy or every is a bad guy. It just means that there are bad ones, just like there's some bad cops, and then there's the good ones, you know. And you know, these bad guys basically treated Jerome Corsi, who, like he said, you know, he provided all that stuff to him, and then they treat him like a criminal.
Yeah, but what do you think, Kurt? I mean, why?
Well, at least to me, you look at Jerome Corsi, and we've known him for years. We've watched his stellar reporting and his, I guess you could say, bulldog type of thing where he goes after the truth and digs in and gets it. You know, he's a great example of a good journalist.
Well, so you kind of wonder why. Is this just to take him out, take him off his journalism game?
Or is this part of the cover-up? I think it has to do with the whole part of this. You know, if you've, let's say you're a bad guy, you know, like, let's say you're Hillary Clinton and crew. And
buddy, I don't even want to pretend that. Kurt, come on now.
I know, but and you want to get the limelight off you. You want to get less investigation of you and more on something else. Then you accuse everybody else of doing the things that you literally are doing. And that's what I see happening on a regular basis. The same guys that are accusing somebody like Jerome Corsi of colluding, or the president of colluding, have been doing it all over before. don't you think, Sam?
Yeah, but Kurt, what I don't understand is no one's doing anything about it. I mean, I appreciate Larry. Well, I shouldn't say no one. Larry Klayman's doing what he can about it, but no one's really standing up for Jerome Corsi or this point. They're saying, hey, now they're threatening Donald with prison. The Democrats are belligerent. They're going crazy, says the Tea Party, and they're just going to move forward with their agenda. Never mind, there's no collusion. They're just going to go ahead and impeach and go ahead and push for prison for the Donald and go ahead and, you know, push to get all of his tax returns and his businesses, and they're going to find a scandal and they're going to take him down is the kind of rhetoric. But look, I don't see Donald Trump standing up to defend Jerome Corsi or anybody else, really. Larry Klayman's doing a great job. We're trying to help. But all I see is Alex Jones, for example, and Roger Stone, they're all just attacking Jerome. And I'm not telling you Jerome's perfect. He's, you know, like the rest of us. You know, how do you know whether you've committed felonies or not, Kurt? I mean, there's books out there that say every one of us commits like 3 felonies a day.
Good point.
So I'm not saying that, of course, he's guilty of anything. I'm just making a point that I don't even know if I'm innocent, Kurt, or not. I mean, I think I am, and I try to be, and I try to obey the law, and I do all that I can, right?
Well, yeah.
But how do I know?
From the 10 commandments to the 10 trillion commandments.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if I said this BYU student shouldn't have come out as gay and hold everybody hostage, and that's, you know, gay disparity, and therefore, hey, I could be in contempt of court like that poor Canadian father is. I mean, I don't even know.
Good point.
And so I just saying, who's defending Jerome, though? And how long will it be before they come for the Donald if this keeps up, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point. And see, and so many times the evil guys, they keep on offense, whereas the rest of us, we, you know, pretty much stay on the defense. You know, we just react to what they're doing. Whereas, you know, if the president was really, you know, I mean, imagine if he was, you know, continuing on his plan with all the things that he promised and things like that, then he'd be on offense instead of on defense, you know, and the rest of us the same way, you know?
Yeah. So I don't really know where to go from here to help more, Kurt. I want to help Roy Moore. I want to help Jerome Corsi. I want to help Napolitano. I want to help Trump. I want to help Klayman. I want to help all these guys, Kurt.
Imagine that. You just want to help.
Yeah.
That's why they call you a racist.
Well, wow. Speaking of that, you know, who are the racists anyway, Kurt? Even Dennis Prager's asking that now.
Uh-huh.
He's just going, who are the racists? And even Dennis Prager's starting to understand. They just call you a racist to try to sideline the discussions. That way they don't have to answer hard questions or deal with things. Let me give you an example. Let's say I say, hey, vaccines are a fraud. We've got the vaccine, you know, injury compensation fund that the taxpayers pay. We've spent $4 billion. I said $400 million yesterday. I was wrong. I had to look it up. It's $4 billion since the 80s on this. And if vaccines are safe and effective, why are the taxpayers spending $4 billion? Well, Sam, you're just a racist, a bigot, a hater, an anti-vaxxer, aren't you? Boom. Next. Yeah, Sam's just a nobody. I mean, he probably believes in, like, traditional marriage and such. What a whack. Yeah. He won't even celebrate gay people coming out. Right?
Wow.
All right. Yeah. I mean, well, that sounds like a con to deceive everybody on that. But this con's a good one, Kurt.
Well, yeah, good point, Sam. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear the broadcast that we did last Friday, we had a 2-hour bonanza on education, and it made me
before you go on, though, remember. I just want to tell you it was an incredible show. It is available at libertyroundtable.com. It wasn't incredible because I was involved. It was incredible because of our guest is the real point, and what she's advocating for and what she's personally doing about it. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Go ahead, sir.
Good point.
I just want to make sure to highlight, you know, that for her, because I'm telling you, she did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, and it reminded me of one more kind of solution when it comes to this whole thing. There's a thing that I believe doesn't get very much coverage in the mainstream press, and there's a reason for that. But this thing is called Khan Academy, Sam, and it's not spelled C-O-N like Congress. It's spelled K-H-A-N, and Khan Academy is basically a solution when it comes to so much of this whole education world. It can be used by even government schools, Sam. You know, but so many times these professional educators
it could be used by everybody,
aren't even aware of it. Yeah,
they're not any respecter of persons, are they? They're just like, hey, come on in.
Like, for example, one of the stories I found the other day on it says Khan Academy launches free early education app for toddlers. I wasn't aware of this. I must have missed it. USA Today printed it. So you can basically get this little free app so that on your phone, instead of having the kids play, I don't know, Minecraft or whatever it is they like to play, they can actually be learning some useful information. Now, you know, I will say this, that Khan Academy doesn't really mix in belief in God and things like that in there. But the thing that they do promote is when it comes to education, they have free, basically access to free education around the world. Another headline, Khan Academy.
I want to point out more before you go on, Kurt, on this Khan Academy. You know, you mentioned they don't mention God too much, and I agree. I'd love to see them have more of that. But look, they're not anti-God like most government schools are.
Good point.
I don't see them trying to, like, go against God like they're doing everywhere else.
Yeah,
so, you know, remaining neutral on that point, you know, for some lessons, it's okay.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about education again. It's a popular topic all the time on your radio, but especially as of late. Last Friday, we had a two-hour bonanza broadcast with the current owner of an incredible private school. Check it out to learn more. We're talking about Khan Academy right now. Khan Academy launches free early learning educational app for toddlers. Wonderful information. We also talked about Khan Academy and how, you know, they're not really promoting God, but in their defense, they're just saying, look, we're teaching math lessons or English or reading lessons or whatever we're doing, and it's the content and the lessons that are free, but they're not out attacking God either. So, you know, oftentimes we ask Walmart or many of these other places, just please remain neutral. Don't go after God and don't promote these hostile to God's laws agendas. And Khan Academy, in their defense, Kurt, doing a great job just saying, look, you know, you come to us for math and we're going to teach you math. And by not attacking God, at least to me, they're fairly God-friendly, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And this one piece I found was a source with CBS News. The headline reads, Khan Academy founder announces, quote, common sense, end quote, mastery learning features. They say, according to a Gallup poll, only 48% of American parents are completely or somewhat satisfied with the quality of K-12 education that their children are receiving. Says educator and entrepreneur Sal Khan, that's where the phrase Khan Academy with like Sheer Khan, K-H-A-N, is working to change that with his nonprofit organization, Khan Academy. Now, they say, the online platform that offers free educational content is announcing new mastery learning features. And then they quote him, the founder, Sal Khan, on CBS This Morning. They say, it's an old idea. It's arguably the first way that people learn. That, hey, if you need to learn something, if you're having trouble with it, keep working on it until you master it, and then you go to a more advanced concept. But in the education systems that all of us grew up in, we all learned at a fixed pace. The article continues, it says, mastery learning, he explained, allows students to learn at the right level and pace. He says, it's just until now it was hard to do logistically. How does one teacher with 30 students meet the need of every student? That's where we try to come in, Khan said. Khan Academy's instructional videos on topics like math, biology, and grammar provide teachers with tools and help for students that can develop their skills. The Academy... they have 64 million registered users in 190 countries. So this is pretty big, Sam. And yet, what I find interesting is every so often I'll ask some, you know, professional educator, and they're unfamiliar with Khan Academy, you know. But they say they benefited
well, Kurt, there's
some.
There's no cash in it, buddy.
Good point.
There's no teachers' unions in it, you know. There's just nothing to be had there for these educrats, right, Kurt? Unless they have a quest.
Well, I
for
couldn't
learning.
Agree more, Sam. Yep, couldn't agree more.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is there's a testimonial that comes talking about Khan Academy, too. It says, I come from a poor family. At home, it's one room, just one room, that we live in. When I was a child, I used to fear mathematics. But now I am in love with mathematics because of Khan Academy, where you can basically in the walls of your own home, no matter how rich or how poor or whatever you are, Kurt, you can basically study math at your own pace and just keep hammering on it until you get the principle, then move on to the next one. The principle rings true in this person's experience, Kurt. Uh-oh, I think we lost Kurt. All right, we'll try to get
Kurt
back.
I'll be right there, Sam. I'm just on the phone. Hang on.
Okay, hey, don't answer the phone in the middle of the broadcast, man, or else put him on the air. Hey, put him on the air, Kurt. That's what we ought to do.
Well, he does want to go on the air. It's our friend Neldon, and he does want to know how much it would be for a half an hour. And he,
okay, tell him it's a couple million
like
bucks,
that,
but we'll give him a 50% discount, and you know, we can go from there. No, I'm just kidding. All right, anyway, so it's a great testimonial for Khan Academy, though, and you know, people can learn one principle at a time at their own pace. And, you know, rather than being embarrassed because you don't grasp a concept, you can just watch it over again and just take it one step at a time. And you can invite somebody else who knows a little bit more about math to kind of watch it with you and maybe figure out by digging in and asking some questions where the disconnect is. And I mean, it's a great way just to hammer at home. And I see this in the business world a lot, Kurt. What happens in the business world is you train people, but you video it too. And then that way the person that's getting trained can refer to the video over and over and make sure they get it. The same principles apply.
It's almost like YouTube's, you know what I mean? Like you can just watch them.
Except it's not hostile. Like
rewind your teacher, you know. Yeah.
See, but it's
right.
Not hostile like YouTube. See, YouTube hates everything good, Kurt.
Good point. But, you know, like you say, that's how Sal Khan got started. You know, it was amazing to me to learn the whole story about how he first got into this. The guy is really a whiz kid. You know, he's got a bunch of degrees and all that kind of stuff. And yet he went to visit his, I think it was
a nephew.
Niece.
Yeah, niece,
oh,
nephew.
Okay, anyway. And he found out that she was going to be put in some class that was like for slow learners or something like that. And he was like, what? She's got my DNA. I mean, you know, this is one smart, you know, girl. And so he started making some of these, you know, YouTube
stuff.
Well,
so since he didn't live near her, they were
videos.
Wondering how he was going to help her.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so then
right.
They put together.
So he started
the
making these. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I mean, long story short, now it's bloomed and blossomed into this massive thing that, you know, has registered users in 190 countries. It's benefited some 140,000 teachers worldwide, and that was just last year alone. So it's pretty cool to see. Yeah,
unless the government gets in the middle of it, then it'll get all ruined and it'll be unprofitable and nobody will be able to do anything good and it'll just melt down and it'll be on the hook for massive losses and confusion and lawsuits, and pretty soon it'll be like a takeover for the environmental, you know, wackos. And, you know, all I'm telling you is we just got to keep the government the heck out of it. And Mr. Sal Khan has a phenomenal thing going, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, phenomenal. In fact, they say they can do it, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a cool slogan.
Yes, that's right. Paola Baker is the author of that one, and it's Dateline Hesperia. And I think that's California, isn't it, Sam? You probably
yes,
know
sir, that's
since
correct.
You're a California boy. They say Tim Vandenberg has been an educator for decades, so when he saw his sixth grade class struggling with math, 2 years ago, he thought it might be time for a different approach. I mean, imagine a different approach in education, Sam.
What you're supposed to do is just kick those kids to the curb, put them in special needs programs, and move on without them, Kurt.
Yeah, he said, I decided to try out.
Isn't that what the typical deal is, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
Now, this is a teacher, and this is kind of what I mentioned a minute ago, where I said, you know, most of the academic world or academia, whatever they say, doesn't seem to care because there's not cash or there's not personal accolades in it or tenure or whatever else.
Good
this
point.
Guy, though, seems to defy the standard, you know, deal. And this guy's like, man, my kids aren't learning what I need them to learn. I got to find a way to help them. Well, here's what he comes up with, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story, and he basically, you know, to make a long story short, he employs, you know, he uses all the good stuff from Khan Academy. And guess what, Sam? They have these massive, you know, improvements and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, his students, he said, I decided to try out Khan Academy as extra credit in addition to my regular lectures and homework. But he says, I immediately saw how powerful it was. He said, I mean, it was 20 times the growth of a normal sixth grader. How much would they were learning through this program? Most teachers would kill for growth like that.
See, I don't think so. Most teachers would feel threatened and shut it right on down, buddy.
I know, but, you know, this is a good guy.
Now, let me throw
some,
this is a great guy, and that's why we're using him as this example. Now, let me kind of highlight this a little bit better, Kurt, to make the point. Just imagine if this teacher fully embraced this, and we kind of embraced the master-teacher concept. And the master-teacher concept said, hey, I'm going to find the best math teacher that I can find. And let's say that it's in Khan Academy, just for instance. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the flip curriculum. I don't know how familiar you are with this, Kurt. But the flip curriculum says,
hey, flip for that.
Yeah, darn right. All right, I'll explain it in seconds when we get back, and I'll put together an educational opportunity like you have never seen before, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the master teacher concept, importing master teachers that are just incredible at explaining things into all the schools. And then I'll explain the support that comes with the master teacher via the flip technology, flip concept of education in seconds, okay? Hang tight.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
Think back to the good old days when if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Family and friends remembering Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service at a synagogue in Poway, California.
My mother's dream was to be a bridge of love, reaching one person to another.
18-year-old John Ernest now charged with murder, attempted murder, and hate crime charges for the Saturday shootings. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. In a video message, Guaido says he has the support of troops to begin what he calls the final phase to end Maduro's presidency. There is sporadic fighting and tear gas being launched in the streets of Caracas between forces loyal to Guaido and those loyal to Maduro. Reports of Woodstock 50's death might be premature. The festival's principal investor, Michael Lang, now says that the three-day music festival set for August is a go, and that they're simply planning to bring in some new partners and investors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so we're talking about Khan Academy. Yes, they con. Incredible educational opportunities. And we're talking about the solution, in my opinion. So imagine getting a master teacher in the room, Kurt. Somebody that's just incredible at explaining, just has a gift for conveying knowledge. And you get this master teacher via video, and you do what's called flip classroom, flip teaching, etc. And what happens is the students watch, instead of sitting in class and watching a lecture, getting bored and distracted by the other students, you let them watch that at home or on their own time, whether it be home, whether it be class time, it doesn't matter. You let them watch the video on their own. And then they come in and they're with the teacher. And the teacher literally serves two functions. He or she guides students in hands-on enrichment and reinforcement activities such as performing lab experiments, working in groups, solving problems, answering questions. So the teacher plays the role of the tutor. So now you got this master tutor, master teacher that does the videos on your own time. Then when you come into the classroom, you work on your problem sets, let's just say in math. And the teacher roams around. You can, if you have technology in place, you can hit a button or you can raise your hand. The teacher can come and help you with individualized attention. Okay, one thing the teacher does not do in the flip capability is give a lecture to the whole class. See? because it doesn't make any sense. You can do that on your own time. So the flip is, instead of being in class and hearing a lecture and then going home and struggling on your own, the idea is, hey, there's a way that we can let you watch the video from a master teacher, even better than your teacher, probably. Because there's certain people with just gifts for this kind of stuff, right? And let's use those. And then, you know what? After you watch the video on your own and get the review, then while you're working on your own problem sets in the real world of hands-on experience, now you've got a teacher or even a group of teachers coming around and literally helping you. Oh, you're stuck right here. Look, you've missed this. You don't have the video in front of you, but the Khan Academy teaches this. You've missed this. And boom, student after student after student gets back on track. Pretty soon, instead of getting stuck and frustrated at home for an hour and then giving up and going to bed and coming back the next day and going, I don't have my homework done, you've got this tremendous ability to learn from master teachers and then secondarily for these support teachers, if you will, to use the flipped classroom to improve learning. They say there's pros and cons to this, Kurt, but as I study, I don't see cons unless you're using the Khan Academy for the master teachers. What about you?
Couldn't agree more, Sam. And I was just looking down through the story, and it, you know, there's just so much good there. You know, in this guy's case, there in Hesperia, California, you know, he was a sixth grade teacher that at Carmel Elementary School, and you know, he wanted to find a better way for his, you know, students. And he said, you know, he felt like it was 20 times the growth of a normal sixth grader. He said the best part was seeing the long-term difference in the students themselves. He said the use of Khan Academy over the last few years has led his kids to get better grades and also become more confident learners who take their knowledge with them as they progress. He said there's this huge self-confidence boost the kids get from this. There's this joy, you can see it, because we don't just cover things, we master them with this program. You know, he says kids won't move on to the next lesson unless they master the first one. Right now we're working on negative numbers. You'll see some of the kids have finished it and the others haven't, but there's no rush for them to do so until they actually master it.
And imagine, Kurt, if you were to take an individual learning approach, imagine if you were to basically use Khan Academy and other homeschool educational curriculums, and you created a school that was based on volunteers. And, you know, you might have, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 volunteer people. And the volunteerism was based on expertise. And so you'd have some volunteers for math and some for English and some for reading and some for writing and some for history. And then you were literally to learn from Khan Academy and the flip technology idea, where you would spend your time in the videos. You'd go through the videos at least two or three times. Then you would come to class and you'd have these experts, these teachers that would support the master teacher in this flip idea. And then they would come around and help you where you're stuck. And then the students that finish things would then double down and help their counterpart students finish too. You know, it wouldn't be the fastest school in the world. You wouldn't have a separation of people falling behind and people going crazy ahead. But what you would do is you would create this support group like no other. You'd have a master teacher. You would then have these support teachers and staff that would in flip technology be available at a beck and call. And then you would have these students doubling down that were more successful. So I might be really good at reading. Kurt might be really good at math. And it might be that I help Kurt with some reading and Kurt helps me with math, or vice versa. Or we both end up helping other students, or maybe other students end up helping us. And you could create this volunteer curriculum in school. And all you'd have to do, Kurt, is pay for the location and the supplies, because the Khan Academy core would be free. Some of the homeschool curriculum could be implemented for relative inexpensive or free. And then you'd really be paying for supplies and a place to meet. And if you could organize something like that, you could create some of the most inexpensive, incredible educational opportunities that have ever existed, sir. I'm telling you, I've studied this a lot. These are options that are available. And the lady we had on last Friday, she's with a group called Kimber Academy. KimberAcademyLehigh.com is their website. They have a school very close to that. But there's others that are doing it too through volunteerism and such. there's just tremendous opportunities, Kurt. The educational, what do I want to call it, landscape is just incredible these days.
Well, yeah, especially if you're willing to look outside the, you know, see outside of the box, like this teacher there in Hesperia, California.
As you can tell, I can't see outside the box very well.
Well, I think you do. And this guy does. This guy's success led to his classroom winning the grand prize in Khan Academy's Learn Storm Challenge. They got the grand prize winner. By the way, they were the only grand prize winner in the whole state of California. Now, you got to ask yourself a simple question. How come the other places don't embrace this kind of thing? And I will tell you simply, it is, you know, that they'd lose control. They'd lose the whole union control and all that kind of control. You know, yeah. They say Vandenberg's class will receive a $1,000 gift card to be used for classroom supplies. Mr. Vandenberg's students are inspiring. This is what Stephanie Fang, the Khan Academy program manager, said. She says they're incredibly motivated and work as a team to achieve their goals. By the way, the Khan Academy program provides a personalized dashboard for each student to track their individual progress. Vandenberg, that's the teacher there, the sixth grade teacher, can also track how each student is doing in each lesson area. He says, even if we only go over 70% of the textbook for the year, we'll master that 70%. And that's so key and so important, he says. But as Vandenberg and his students have seen, taking the extra time to truly grasp each lesson allows for greater learning overall. Vandenberg said he's seen his students improve in leaps and bounds in all subjects, not just math. And then he talks about, he says, one of the things I'm most proud of is when my kids graduate, they love reading. And he pointed to an array of books all throughout his classroom. And he says, most of my kids graduate middle school with a better knowledge than high schoolers in grammar.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about this, Kurt, is I find oftentimes when children fall behind, in most cases, it's not that they're less knowledgeable or less capable or less smart or whatever you want to say. Oftentimes, they get stuck on something. Everybody has disabilities, whether they be seen or unseen. And oftentimes, it's these unseen disabilities where we think, oh, they just can't handle it. And I've got plenty of examples, but I know reading is one of them. I've got a couple of people that I know personally. They've had reading problems, both of them. One's an adult, one's a kid. And neither of them, by any stretch of the imagination, lack intelligence. They're both incredibly smart. But reading is hard for them. And because reading is hard for them, it's just a chore. And when it's a chore, then you don't do much of it. When you don't do much of it, it's hard to become very good at it. When it's hard to become very good at it, it becomes a stumbling block to progress. Well, we've had this guy, and he is a teaching reading master. I'm telling you right now. The guy struggled as a dyslexic as a kid himself, this master teacher I'm telling you about. And he couldn't read for the life of him, and everybody thought he was stupid. Anyway, it turns out the guy's brilliant. Turns out he taught himself through sheer will to figure all this out. The guy reads at over 2,000 words a minute. He teaches others to learn to read and to master reading. And I'm telling you, the guy is absolutely brilliant. You'd never know it because he stutters a little bit. And if he never got the reading thing together, you'd just think the guy just can't be slow. He can't handle it. It isn't true at all. But he finds out why people can't read, and there's a lot of reasons. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right, go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right, raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
The point is, this master reading teacher I'm telling you about, the poor guy stutters a bit. And without teaching him through sheer will to read, he powered through and he studied psychology and he studied the brain and he studied all these different things. And he finally figured out what his stumbling block was. And for him, he was dyslexic and he had a couple of other issues. What he does is he analyzes people that are reading and he finds out, hey, are you really dyslexic? Yes or no? Do you have a problem with the left side and the right side of your brain communicating? You know, when you read across a line, right? And certain people's eyes can take in the whole thing, but other people have trouble. And sometimes their eyes are lazy and don't track properly. Sometimes they lose focus. Sometimes the words are jumbled in your mind. Sometimes, and he figures all this stuff out. And 9 times out of 10, I'm not telling you every time, because there are people that truly do have cognitive difficulties that prevent some of this, but 9 times out of 10, this guy finds out why you have trouble reading and what it does. And I'm telling you right now, I have personally used this guy for more than one personal associate, if you will, children and adults alike. And it's really difficult for adults because they're embarrassed to say, I need a reading tutor, right? I mean, it's just like our society, that's kind of a no-no, which I think is sad. We should get over that big time, you know? So the gay person gets promoted, but the person that can't read has to go in the shadows of embarrassment, right? I mean, it's wrong, folks. Anyway, the reason I bring all this up is because this is an example of a master teacher that can really spend the personal attention time necessary to help you get over these stumbling blocks. And I'm telling you, with the techniques that he uses to help the left and right brain communicate, with the technology that he uses to teach you to slow down, there's, believe it or not, reading machines that can help you with rhythm and reading, to speed up your cadence and your ability. They work on vocabulary. They do all kind of things to help you get a rocking and a rolling. They focus on phonetics some to help you not just look at words and think you know what they are, or look at pictures and know what words are, but you learn to phonetically be able to put words together quickly. He helps people with syllables and pronunciation and enunciation. I'm just telling you, it is an incredible thing to behold. If you sit back and watch this guy in a session with people, you just begin to understand these master teachers are incredible. And then if you turn that around with flip technology and have a team of support people to help you make sure you never get stuck, pretty soon, you know what, Kurt, instead of wasting time with lunch and recess and transferring between classes over and over and over and over, you know, you can basically come back and do like 4 or 5 hours of learning Monday through Thursday. And you can absolutely keep up with the best of them. You do that year round, and man, you could be graduating at like, you know, 13, 14 years old, everybody, with an equivalent of what it takes us to get to 17 right now to do. You say, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, well, I've got 5 kids so far that have graduated in 3 years from high school, every one of them. And at first they told us it couldn't be done. Now they go, well, it's the Bushmans. Of course it can be done. Because we've set these expectations and our kids work hard and it's a year-round effort. So, this is something that can be done, folks. Don't fool yourself and think it cannot be done. We've had 5 kids do it already. And like I said, at first they said, oh, you know, that's you're probably, you know, pushing your kids too hard. You probably, and now they just go, well, I don't. And when people are wondering, hey, can we graduate in 3 years? Then they usually tell them, come to the Bushmans and they'll tell you how to get it done. Okay. And so I'm just telling you that there are ways people can learn. And sometimes reading is a problem. Sometimes it's just a stumbling block and you got to find out where that is. And it takes a master teacher, a master instructor to figure some of those things out. And there are so many options in education. It is just shocking. But anyway, the flipped classroom for improved learning is one of the great, great solutions, in my opinion, because you've got somebody there whenever you get stuck, Kurt. And I personally think that you'd do much better to study five subjects, and study them every day. You know, if you basically take a 40-minute times five subjects, what's that, Kurt? 200 minutes? And 220 would be 4 hours, right? So you've got several bathroom breaks, and you've got, you know, these subjects that you could study for 40 minutes a day, 4 days a week. And I'm telling you, if you study hard with a flip technology and you have people there to, when you get stuck, you're not just frustrated and stuck. You're really getting the help that you need. Tremendous education advancement can happen. And if you did that 4 days a week and had Fridays off every single week and you did it year round, even if you had a week off for Christmas and a week off in the summer and a week off, you know, basically every quarter or so, you still would have tremendous educational progress. Instead of forgetting the last year because you've been off for 3 months or whatever, and then trying to come back and get caught up and learn. And I mean, there's so many ways to change the education realm, to do education year-round, to use the flip technology, to use master teachers. It's just amazing. And then when people don't master these core subjects, they just struggle with the rest. You're not going to do well in math if you can't read the directions of math very well. Anyway, the list goes on and on and on. Enough of that. Any final tidbits on that, Kurt?
Well, you made me think of the your old partner, Reed Benson, who I guess he's passed away now in 2016.
Yeah, the older I get, the more dead people I know. I understand, sir.
Yeah, that's right. He was 88, but he is the guy who basically first penned or wrote the first homeschool doctorate dissertation, and made me think of the Swan family that he talked about, including Ben Swan and his, brothers and sisters there who had all graduated from BYU at the age of 15, you know. So, like you say, it can be done, and this story about the Khan Academy is a great example of somebody thinking outside of the box. And the, like the one kid says, my favorite part is we're always learning. There's always something new, and kids can respond to that. And,
now, we criticize the mainstream press a lot, Kurt. Let me give them a little bit of a kudos. Right. In this case, the mainstream press is covering Khan Academy pretty well. They're not super critical. They're willing to. And so we've basically highlighted from about five different stories on this topic right now, Kurt.
Well, but, we had to look them up big time. And these
You're
are
right,
not like all current stories. We're just grateful for them. But wouldn't it be cool? Like, tell me this. Have you ever heard Rush Limbaugh mention it, or Sean Hannity, or Glenn Beck? I don't think so. But, in my opinion, they ought to. If they're really talking about solutions, they ought to bring these stories up on a regular basis, just like on the medical world, our buddy Josh Umberger or whatever, the guy that, has this direct medical care. There are real solutions.
Yeah, Kurt was supposed to be getting
available.
These commercials ready so I can get these commercials happening for those guys. Now, I'm just still waiting on that dude,
I'm just,
you're just one guy.
A day job, yeah.
That's and so am I, and we're just doing the best we can to bring as much information forward as we possibly can. By the way, USA, $72 trillion in debt. They say explosion on every societal level. $220,000 for every man, woman, and child, Kurt. It's brutal.
Yeah, think about that, man. I mean, it's amazing, and yet, we know there's solutions for even that kind of stuff, but, they don't really want to talk about it, right?
Yeah, there you go. I'm just telling you, it's amazing. Now, I guess a judge got in Donald's way. Judge halts Trump's plan to cut off Planned Parenthood subsidies. So this is an example where if you're not paying real attention, you know, you don't know. But the truth is Donald Trump doing a great job trying to stop Planned Parenthood subsidies, even though Congress won't do the job. But a judge just shuts him down.
Yeah, good point.
You know, so anyway, it's another kudos to the Donald and another shame on the courts. Shame on the judges. But again, unless someone's going to start impeaching judges for these dictatorial behavior from the bench, nothing's going to change, folks. Write that down, too.
Good point.
Well, Nicole Kidman in the news, Kurt. Nicole Kidman.
Well, yeah.
Interesting person.
Nicole,
huh?
You know who she is?
She's an actress.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know if you know were who she is, aware Kurt? Of. Well, I remember seeing her in some different ones, but she's shrugging off being teased by her friends for her Christian faith. It's interesting. I mean, imagine if somebody was teasing somebody for, being a devil worshiper or a black person. You were teasing somebody like that. This lady is white, and so she has to just kind of shrug it off, as far as I can tell. And this is a Breitbart piece, and she shrugs it off, or in other words, she just gets by or goes on with it. She says, a lot of my friends tease me. By the way, she came back to her Catholic faith prior to marrying country singer Keith Urban back in 2006. They settled in Nashville, Tennessee, where they have lived ever since. She said that she regularly attends Mass, and it's an important part of their family life. Whoa. She says, that's how we are raising our children. Keith has his own beliefs, but he comes to the Big Little Lies star. I've not ever seen that program, but anyway, she says, I had a very Catholic grandmother, and I was raised praying, so that had a massive impact. I wouldn't say it's absolutism. There's constant questioning. I'm a willful, feisty girl. For me, it's very important, she says, that I don't have judgment. My dad would always say, tolerance is the most important thing, Kidman said. Leading up to her marriage to Urban, Kidman spent time studying theology at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, as part of a return to her Catholic roots. Catholicism guides me, she says. I certainly have a strong belief. I try to go to church regularly, and I try to go to confession, she said at the time. I just didn't know this about this lady. I've seen her in several movies and was impressed with her efforts. One of my favorites is one called Australia. Are you familiar with that one, Sam?
No, huh?
Australia has... Well, she plays in it, and then that guy Hugh Jackman's in it as well. And, of course, I watch it with the clear play, but anyways, I think a pretty cool story.
Amen to that. Anyway, good for her to just shrug off the teasers, and what an example to have a Christian response of basically turn the other cheek, if you will. And all right, UCLA's in the news, and this is kind of where I'd rather go to the Khan Academy, I'm thinking, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. That's right, and they're hosting what's called a pole dancing class for students. I mean, just think of that, Sam. I mean, I believe most of these stories, like you hear this story, you think if you gave it to your grandparents and said they're doing this in school, they'd say, what?
They wouldn't even know what pole dancing is, Kurt.
That's right, that's right. Good point.
They'd be like, oh, do they work for the fire department? Is that what is a pole dance? The answer is it's a suggestive dance, all designed for salacious, whatever, behavior, enjoyment, whatever. But in UCLA, they're hosting a pole dancing class for students, and this is where, how do you expect people to get an education with this going on?
It's nuts.
But it's funded by your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, so take courage.
Yeah.
Take courage and help us stop it, would you please? Amen. All right, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.